This is a synthetic lens rapid update. I am David Carver. The new signal is this. The ceasefire story has been overtaken by a direct U.S.-Iran exchange around the Strait of Hormuz. The source gate is CBS World, with the item scored 8 out of 10 by the Iran War Watcher. The useful sentence is not that the war is over, it is that the conflict is now being measured in ships, strikes, oil waivers, and public warnings. Here is the reported core. CBS reports that U.S. forces hit dozens of Iranian targets after reported attacks on tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. The reported target set included air defenses, radar sites, anti-ship missile sites, and small boats linked to Iran's Revolutionary Guard. CBS also reports that Washington revoked a waiver that had allowed Iranian oil sales. Other fresh reports in the Watcher cluster point to the same pressure zone. NPR says President Trump threatened more strikes and said he believes the ceasefire is dead. NBC frames it as the United States and Iran trading attacks while still leaving talks possible. BBC reports U.S. strikes after tankers were hit in Hormuz. Al Jazeera reports Iranian defiance as Trump fumes over the same waterway. So here's what we can say safely. First, this is a real update to the story, not just background noise. It touches the same fragile triangle we have been tracking: military action, diplomacy, and the Strait of Hormuz.
Second, the word to avoid is settled. If officials say talks can continue, that is not the same thing as a ceasefire holding. If officials say Iran can still choose an off-ramp, that is not the same thing as ships moving safely, commanders standing down, or oil markets believing the risk has passed. Third, the next checkpoint is behavior. Watch for mutually confirmed language from Washington and Tehran. Watch whether Iran-linked forces escalate or pause. Watch whether commercial shipping risk around Hormuz changes in practice. And watch whether oil and insurance markets treat the story as a temporary shock, a widening war, or a crisis that can still be contained. The rapid read is this. The ceasefire is no longer the headline. The test now is whether retaliation becomes a controlled message, or whether the waterway that moves global energy becomes the battlefield everyone was trying to avoid. We are keeping this one short because the story is moving. We will keep watching for confirmation before turning any claim into a headline. This has been The Synthetic Lens. I am David Carver. Stay sharp, and we will keep watching the signal.